Giant 96 Real Radio, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, brought to you by The Slippery Noodle, downtown Indianapolis. Great place to go see live blues music. With me, we have Katrina and the Baggy Bottom Boys. They will be performing at the Strand Theater this Saturday, April 8th, 7:30. Very excited. And Katrina, how are you doing?
Doing great. Doing
so terrific. So you and the guys, you just sounded awesome.
Well, thank you. We've been playing together. It'll be 11 years this June, so we ought to
years.
Be sounding good by now.
Wow, that's over a decade together.
Yeah, over a decade. Had our big 10-year last year.
How did you guys first come together?
Oh, it's a great story. Back in 2006, the town of Metamora would put on these big comedy variety shows to raise money for the town. And that year I was asked to direct the show. And direct the show means you come up with a script, you find the people, you find the costumes, basically figure out something and make it work, and you're given. So it's pretty much tabula rasa. So we came up with an idea for a variety show, and we were going to have like a little side stage where we had a bunch of guys picking, and in between sets on the main stage, and we'd do this kind of redneck Siskel and Ebert running commentary on the rest of the show. And I found out that there were these guys around town that everybody knew that played music, but they didn't play in front of anybody. Nobody knew they played. And so I went around to them, got them all standing on a street corner in front of the Smelly Gourmet, and we'd sit around and pick. And I got them to pick all summer long. We'd just sit around and pick. And then I pitched them the idea of playing for this show, and they all turned me down flat, every single one of them. No way. I couldn't possibly do that in front of a bunch of people. And after much begging and pleading and desperation, in a fit of desperation, I went home and I baked 5 of the prettiest apple pies you've ever seen, and I hand delivered them. I'm not kidding you. I literally hand delivered them to each person and said, please, 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 will you pay for my show? So they all agreed. It was supposed to be a 2-night show and then done. And at the end of that 2-night, we practiced all summer and worked up 3 songs and a skit. And at the end of the 2-night show, we had 6 gigs and a manager, and that was all she wrote. So that was 11 years ago this summer.
That is wonderful.
It's a crazy idea. We probably would have picked, you know, put a lot more effort into picking a name or something like that if we didn't know we were going to be a real band. It was just a joke when we started, and here we are 11 years later. So
that's a beautiful story. your apple pies must be pretty awesome, huh?
They're pretty. they're pretty good. I'm a good cook.
Well, that's great. That's a really neat story. It's nice how you came together, and 11 years later, here mm-hmm. you are.
Who would have known?
You still making them apple pies?
No.
No? Will you play a song for us?
Absolutely. We're going to start out with a song featuring our mandolin player, G.I. Ball, on vocals, an old bluegrass gospel tune called Somebody Touched Me.
While I was kneeling, somebody touched me. While I was kneeling, somebody touched me. While I was kneeling, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. While I was singing, somebody touched me. While I was singing, somebody touched me. While I was singing, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Glory, 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 glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. While I was praying, Somebody touch me while I was praying. Somebody touch me while I was praying. Somebody touch me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. Well, glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touch me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. While I was preaching, somebody touched me. While I was preaching, somebody touched me. While I was preaching, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. The glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Glory, glory, glory. Somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord. It must have been the hand of the Lord.
All right, Katrina and the Baggy Bottom Boys, love it. They will be at the Strand Theater this Saturday, April the 8th, and you can get your tickets at Mickey's T-Mart, and you are from Metamora, Indiana. Now, it's hard for me to imagine, but maybe some of our listeners haven't been to your town before, which is just such a beautiful place. Tell them about it.
Oh, it's a gorgeous little canal town. It was platted in 1838, and it's been restored mostly to the 1800s. We've got a horse-drawn canal boat, which is not in operation right now because one of the great features of our town is an aqueduct. It's the only working wooden aqueduct in the United States, maybe in the world. I can't remember, but for sure in the United States.
Wow.
And this big, really big rain we had last fall, sheared the bolts off that in the aqueduct. And so we're in the process of trying to repair the aqueduct. So right now, the canal boat is not running because they don't want to keep a lot of water in there while they're trying to restore that. But we've got so much to offer. We've got a lot of artists and entrepreneurs and really neat, fun shops like you would find maybe like in Nashville, Indiana. But in addition to that, and even more so, we've got this amazing historical aspect to the town. It was an actual canal town. It was used for transport, and then the railroad came through. We've got the railroad tracks there, and the train still runs. And then, you know, if the canal fell into disrepair, you know, later on after it was built, but it used to run from Indianapolis to Cincinnati. Is that right, Smelly? Mm-hmm. It's in Indy to Cincinnati, yeah. And so it became then a kind of a sleepy little bedroom community once the interstate came through. Then back in the late 60s, early 70s, they started a little festival that you might have heard of called Canal Days. Mm-hmm. And kind of put us on the map as a tourist town. And so Canal Days, we still have Canal Days every year. It starts the first Friday in October, but that's not the only festival we have now. We have Christmas Walk that runs from Black Friday through the Saturday before Christmas. We've got Strawberry Days. That's the first weekend in June every year. We've got a wonderful little Mayberry-esque 4th of July celebration. It is pure small town America with the most amazing fireworks show you can imagine for a town our size. So 4th of July weekend is something not to be missed. There's just so many. So if you go to metamoraindiana.com, that's our website for the town, and you can see the whole schedule of all the different. One of our big things that is a little more recent festival is a Labor Day weekend. On Saturday and Sunday of Labor Day weekend, we have an old-time music festival, which is wonderful. And you've got bands on stages all over town and playing. I mean, you've got so much live music there. It's an amazing thing. And then not only that, but they have a making music area where they do little workshops on how to play instruments. They do workshops on how to build instruments. You can buy handmade instruments and all kinds of neat stuff. So really check out our town. It's an amazing little place to be. It's our little quirky little place. It's the the biggest treasure of our town is the people. We've just got a lot of amazing, quirky people. So if you come and visit, sit down and start talking to some of those shopkeepers with a cup of coffee and get them talking, and you won't regret it. It's a great place.
They got good apple pie there?
Great apple pie. Actually, G.I. that you just heard singing, his wife makes the best pie anywhere. So I can't even get behind that. So,
all right. Well, where can we follow you online?
Online, we've got a Facebook page, Katrina and the Baggy Bottom Boys, on Facebook, and that's the best place to follow us. You'll see wherever we're playing, we'll be listed there. But the Metamora, Indiana website, usually we've got some things posted on there also when we've got a gig coming up. And so, MetamoraIndiana.com and Katrina and the Baggy Bottom Boys on Facebook. Katrina, right, with a C.
Katrina with a C. Would you like to do another one for us?
Absolutely. Let's do that banjo tune. Want to?
Yeah.
Okay.
Katrina and the Baggy Bottom Boys will be at the Strand Theater this Saturday.
On this tune, we're going to be featuring Mike Hallgarth, who is our banjo player.
Katrina and the Baggy Bottom Boys, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thanks.
And again, everyone can check you out this Saturday at the Strand Theater. Tell me a little bit about this CD.
That's Jim.
Jim, the Metamora album, Volume 1, recorded live in Metamora. Come up here and tell our listeners a little bit about it.
Okay, well, that's 2 years in the making, but a lot of musicians, like Katrina says, have come in, and some have moved into the little village, and they very musical, and I had come up with some songs basically all about Metamora, and I invited them to be singing some of those, which they did, and very delighted to have them do that. And so we put the songs of Metamora to music, and they're available on a CD, Volume 1, and hopefully down the road there will be more things to follow, more songs. So
great artwork on the cover, too.
And that was done by an artist that had been from Richmond, been in the area for a while, and so that's a photo of that painting, yes.
Now, can we get these CDs this Saturday at the Strand Theater when you perform?
Definitely, yeah. They'll be on sale there at the Strand Theater Saturday evening.
So great music for a great cause. One more song before you guys
go?
Yes,
yes.
What's it going to be?
It's a tune called Sweetheart of Mine. Some people call it Can You Hear Me Calling, but it's an old, who was it? Was it Bill Monroe? It's an old bluegrass tune. Everybody and their dogs done it. So
all right.
Now we're going to do it.
Daisy wants to join you guys in if Dog's doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Days are long and the nights are lonely. Since you left me all alone, I worry so, my little darling. I worry so since you've been gone. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me call? Parted. A big mistake had caused it all. If you come back, sunshine will follow. If you stay away, 'twill be my fault. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me call? A million times I love you best. Mistreated you. The nights are long, my little darling. Oh, how I need your sweet embrace. When I woke, the sun was shining. When I looked up, I saw your face. Sweetheart of mine, can't you hear me calling? A million times I love you, babe. Treating you, darling, I'm sorry. Come back to me is my request. Come back to me is my request.
All right, Katrina and the Baggy Bottom Boys. This Saturday night at the Strand Theater. And Katrina, go ahead and really quickly tell me everyone that makes up Katrina and the Baggy Bottom Boys.
Oh, we are a motley crew. Right here, we've got G.I. Ball on the mandolin, and he does a lot of our bluegrassy vocals. He and his wife run the Metamora Inn in Metamora, right, Indiana. I got Jim Wendell here who does harmonica, and he also sings and does a lot of our parodies. He writes a lot of our parodies. He and his wife, Connie, have the Lanes Inn in Metamora, which is where the music festival takes place and a lot of the open mic nights during the summertime, the last Friday of the month.
Well,
we've got Steve Collier, better known as Smelly. He and his wife, Brenda, run the Smelly Gourmet in Metamora, Indiana. It's a European coffee bar with a gift shop, and they've got a Baines suite, too, that you can stay all night in.
Wow.
And then we've got Mike Hallgarth on the banjo, and he also sings. Everybody in the group sings. Mike Hallgarth, and he's a farmer out by Carthage. He and his wife Dreama live out by Carthage. And I'm Katrina Campbell, and I have the Cat and the Fiddle Bed and Breakfast and Event Venue in Metamora.
Gosh, so. You all have such interesting things you do, and great musicians too, and great people. And thank you so much for coming on Giant 96.
Thank you so much for having us. It was a fun.
And this Saturday, everybody, check it out, the Strand Theater. Katrina and the Baggy Bottom Boys. So it's nice to have you back in town. It's always a special treat.
Thanks for having us.